We are in Simen Lamed Gimel. We've done the first Sifim, and we're now up to Sif Hei. We'll be completing the Simen with this. Im Nifzika HaRitzua. What happens if a Ritzua tears? Yesh Matirim Litfor Mitzad Pnim. Some hold that if you sew it on the inside so that on the outside it's not visible that this has been repaired, it is kosher. That's the first day. V'yesh Omrim. There are some who say, and as a rule, whenever the Mechaber says yesh v'yesh, the second v'yesh is the Ikar Adin. So he says v'yesh omrim, ma shemakif mimenu harosh, u'bishal yad kidei shetakif azroa likshar hatfila im azroa, u'kidei shetimtach ad etzba imtsois, v'yichrach mimenu alos etzba gimel kriyach v'yikshar, en lem takon, lo bikshir v'lo bitfira. This opinion says that the part that actually goes around your head, as well as the part that goes around your arm to hold the tefillin in place, and to stretch the ritzua all the way to your middle finger and tie and do three wrappings around it, and then hold it in place, which are the minimum shiurim, those parts cannot be repaired, neither by tying nor by sewing. So again, the first Yesh Omrim says you can always repair it as long as it's not visible from the outside. The second Yesh Omrim says that in the part that is holding the tefillin in place, or in the shalyah, the part that goes all the amount that it would take to go all the way to the middle finger and wind it around three times, those cannot have any repairs in them, and everything else could. V'chol yitron ha'orech shu b'shvil shekorech ha'ritzua kama pa'am esviv azroa b'shal rosh matat shatoli mimenu ein ha'tfil v'akshir poslim ba. Whereas, in any extra part, according to the second opinion, there it will not be ma'akev. U'b'shas ha'tchak yesh ismoch ala matirim kadeh shalu yizbatal mitzvah tefillin. B'shas ha'tchak, you could be makel and rely on the matirim. That means even if you had to do a repair on the part that's holding the shalyavna shalrosh in place, but the Mishnah Berurah says that you can't make a bracha. You cannot make a bracha. Now, for the rest of it, it will be kosher. So there are a few things to discuss. First of all, in the shalrosh, he said the shear was what is holding the shalrosh in place. We learned that in the shalrosh, you need more than that. Some hold you need, say, three tefachim. Others hold that you need that it should come down until till the tabur, till the navel. On the right side, the left side a little bit shorter. Why don't we have those shiurim? So some are really machmir, and they say that they were included, and the Mechaber just left it out. But that is also likuven. You need that amount in the shalrosh too. So after three tefachim, the Mishnah Berurah is makel. But before that, not. That's one thing. A second thing. A second thing is with regard to that he says that in the shalyad, it is the part that holds the shalyad in place and then goes all the way to your finger and you do three krichas. The Matzis HaShekel says a big chiddush. He says that if it tears after that part, then what you have to do is tighten your tefillin, take the ritzua down to your middle finger, wrap it three times, then go back to the beginning of your arm and wrap it around your arm seven times. Meaning, it's not just the shear of the length of the ritzua that is ma'akev, but the part of the tefillin that cannot have any repairs on it would have to go all the way to the middle finger and be wrapped around three times. So it would be insufficient that your tefillin are long enough to reach the middle finger. You actually have to bring it there, tie it three, wrap it three times, and then go back and wrap it the seven times on your arm. The Mishnah Berurah says that you don't have to be choshesh for this Matzis HaShekel, although he brings it up, he actually brings it twice. Now, what happens if the tear is in the width? In other words, it didn't become shorter, it's just that in the width, it tore in half, width-wise. So the Prima Gadim is mistapek if that would passel the tefillin or not. In other words, are your ritzuas allowed to be, you have a shear, but only with the two halves put together. Can you go ahead and sew that together so that it's considered one? Or would we say that since it has a repair and it's in the place, say, that is ma'akev, that would passel your ritzuas? He leaves that as a suffix.